is love. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, New King James Version. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the victorious King of ages. Jesus rules and reigns, and he's sovereign. And he's big, and he's majestic, and he's strong. And he's able to help you with anything you are facing. Victorious. Growing up, I never felt very gifted, at least not at anything tangible. That produced a lot of fear in my life. I didn't think God wanted to use me. I felt inadequate. These feelings escalated until my life became completely crippled by fear. Despite these fears, I joined the intern program at my church. One night I heard a message about sin and the power of the cross. I remember thinking that it wasn't sin I needed to be saved from at that point. I needed to be saved from fear. That night I encountered Jesus like never before. I realized the vast greatness of the cross and what Jesus had done for me. I finally saw that Jesus' death didn't conquer just the big sins. It also covered all the little things I struggled with, all my inadequacies and fears. I was set free that night. Before that encounter, I often refused opportunities offered to me because I was too afraid to take them. I said no to everything. Now I'm able to confidently say yes to the opportunities God gives me and to know that he will make me capable and give me everything I need. God conquered everything for me. He loves me from the inside out. He chose me and he wants to use me for his kingdom. My focus used to be only on my own fear, but now I'm able to love Jesus, to focus on him, and to love other people who are still trapped in fear themselves. I am free. Katie. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. If he thinks there's hope, if he believes in humanity, we should too. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Jesus came to reveal a God who defines us not by our actions, but by his love. When we focus on his goodness, his power, and his grace, we are hardly even aware of what is happening, but we begin to change. We begin to be more like Jesus. The Life Giver. 10 years ago, I was involved in some very dark relationships. It was a pattern in my life. I kept telling myself I would change, but the only changes I ever made were superficial. Nothing changed deep inside me. I eventually found myself contemplating suicide. I realized I either had to change or I would die. I ended up at church. The moment I stepped in, I felt something awesome in the atmosphere. You could breathe it and feel it. The pastor was preaching about holiness. The darkness I had been living in was eating me up, and his message hit home. God is holy. I need to be holy. God touched my heart, and I wanted to change. I knew with certainty that the answer was to change, not to kill myself. When I decided to change, I turned 180 degrees. I left my old friends and those dark relationships. That was painful. I felt like it was just Jesus and me at that point. But it paid off. The community at church accepted me and supported me. Even though they knew the wrong things in my life, they still accepted me. God put people around me, and I'm no longer alone. He planted me in a church where I'm a member of a family. I couldn't ask for more. Before Jesus got hold of my life, I refused to be involved with anything. I wanted to hide. But now he has given me so much that I have to give something. I can't keep it to myself. I volunteer every